Okay, we're continuing with the Maharal Shir. Sorry for the late start, obviously, with the Rosh Chodesh davening, but we'll try to keep it a little bit shorter than usual, although no guarantees. I know Dr. Geft won't leave early. That I know. You're going to stay. Speaking of Dr. Geft, we thank the Geft family for sponsoring this week's Learning in the Kollel, and in particular, we have in mind our Refuah Shleima, that the learning should be a zchus for them, for Basya Shoshana Bas Rivka, Dov Yosef Ben Rivka Tova, and Yonit Bas Tzipora. So we have all three of those people in mind, that the Shever Refuah Shleima and our learning should contribute towards the zechuyos needed for the refuah. The psukim, the pasuk in the very beginning of the parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, tells us ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Rashi comments famously the ve'ela mishpatim, the vav is mechaber, connects this parasha to the previous parasha, just like the aseret hadibros were given by Har Sinai. So too were all the mishpatim that are listed in the parasha coming forward. And then Rashi adds, "V'lama nismecha parshas dinim laparshas mizbeach." Why is it that the Torah here begins with the dinim, the chayish mishpat, the interactions between people, the daily, the tort law that the Torah talks about here in parshas mishpatim? Why is that connected to the previous parsha, the end of parshas Yisro? The juxtaposition is to the building of the mizbeach. If you're going to build a mizbeach avanim, and tells us the dinim of the mizbeach. So why are we putting the building of the mizbeach right next to the dayanim, right next to the dinim of Parshas Mishpatim? So Rashi says, "Lomer lecha shetasim sanhedrin etzal hamikdash or etzal hamizbeach." Rashi says, because it's teaching you that this juxtaposition in terms of text is also a juxtaposition in terms of location. That the same way that the text juxtaposes the dinim to the previous mention of the Mizbeach, so too in the Mizbeach, in the Mikdash itself, rather, in the Mikdash itself, the Sanhedrin, the Beis Nagadol, sat in the Lishkas HaGazis, they sat in one of the chambers of the Mikdash, and that Mikdash, that chamber in the Mikdash was next to, was near the Mizbeach. So just like in the Psukim, they're next to each other, so too in real life, they're supposed to be next to each other. So the question the Maharal here asks, and we're going to not talk about it inside yet, but if you look all the way to the bottom of the page in Gimel, the Maharal asks this question explicitly, is Shkayach Rashi, you answered why textually they're next to each other, to teach us that the Sanhedrin should be near the Mizbeach. That's very nice, but what's missing? Yeah, okay, but why, right? Why is the Mizbeach supposed to be situated physically next to the Sanhedrin? Why is the Sanhedrin supposed to sit in a place that's near the Mizbeach? I get that that's what the din is, but why is that the din? What's the pshat? What's the reason that those two are supposed to be next to each other? So here you have basically three approaches in the Rishonim and the Achronim, some of them Maharal, some of them not, in terms of the juxtaposition of the Mizbeach and the Dayanim, and what exactly that's supposed to teach us. If you look in source number one, Os Aleph, here you have a little piece, a tiny piece from a longer essay from the Maharal in Nisiv HaDin, in the very beginning of Nisiv HaDin. The truth is, we spoke about this way back, I think in Parshas Vayera, when we were in the other room, when we were in the base medrash there that one week. So we spoke with two, we did that another week also before Rosh Hashanah, we did that. But Parshas Vayera, I think, we spoke about this idea when we spoke about Avram Avinu taking the bris milah. And then subsequently and immediately afterwards, he's given the mitzvah and the zechus of having dayanim in Klal Yisrael, if you recall. So we spoke about the juxtaposition, the connection between dayanus and dinim and chesh mishpat and, dinim in general and the bris milah. In that context, the Maharal told us that Masha lamdu min lo salab malos al mizbechi. If you look in Aleph, she masun bedin, who drash nichbad meod lefizeh. This is a beautiful idea. He says, the Gemara darshins, the Gemara learns that the same way that a person shouldn't run up a mizbeach and walk too fast, so too a person shouldn't rush to judgment. If they're a dying, if they're a judge on a court case, they shouldn't adjudicate too quickly. They should take their time, be patient, and weigh all the sides before answering questions. So if you read the Gemara, you say, what's the connection between the mizbeach, that you shouldn't run up the mizbeach, and the dayanim, they should be careful to be slow and thoughtful in their din Torah? What's the connection? Says the connection is beautiful, because the idea of the mizbeach, he explains, is that the mizbeach is kula la Hashem. The mizbeach is the place where we interact with Hashem on a level where we offer him karbanos. It's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avodah is Hashem. He says the same thing is true about din. Din is strictly a mishpat le'elokim hu. Din is strictly in the jurisdiction. It's totally under the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely, mishpat le'elokim hu. So the same way the mizbeach is completely for Hashem, so too mishpat, so too judgment is only for Hashem. The truth is, if not for that, if not for the mishpat le'elokim hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzav badas kel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzav, he stands in the presence of the dayanim, elokim nitzav badas kel, so we wouldn't be able to judge any cases, because it's all for Hashem. How could a person judge? How could a person figure it out? Not be biased, etc. So because of that, we're able to judge. But otherwise, it would be uniquely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mizbeach and the Dayanim are similar, are connected in that way. Ki adin ushav lemizbeach, kimosh lemizbeach hu el Hashem Yisbarach, kach adin hu el Hashem Yisbarach. And then the Maharal says, lekach amru. That's why the Mechilta tells us what Rashi told us in this parsha, that's why the Mizbeach is supposed to be situated in the location that's right next to the Dayanim. The Dayanim should sit near the Mizbeach. Why? Because the two are connected, the two are the same, and that they're kulo lahashem. Now, the Maharal means something very deep here. We have to read the rest of the essay to really understand it. He certainly does not mean what we're about to say, but what we're about to say is included within what he means. Again, he's not explicitly talking about what we're about to say, but it certainly is included within what he says, and it's an important idea. If you look a few psukim later in our parsha, you have it on the source sheet. The pasuk says, "V'chiyazid ish al re'eu," a person stands up against his friend, "v'meizid lahargo ba'arma," to kill him. So me'im is bechit tikachenu lamus. If you read Rashi there, basically, even if he's a kain who's in the middle of about to engage in the avoda, we'd pull him off of the mizbeach and go take him to court and, you know, judge him lamisa if he's chayiv misa for being a rotzayach. So what's this pasuk about, and why does it have to tell you dafka? If someone's standing by the mizbeach, we'll still take him for judgment. We'll still take him away as a murderer and kill him if he deserves to be killed. So Rav Hirsch here in his commentary, I put it for you in the English over here. Rav Hirsch writes beautifully. He says that we sometimes tend to think we bifurcate, we separate things in our lives. We think that there is Bein Adam L'Chaver, or there's a Bein Adam L'Makom, there's Chosh and Mishpat, and then there's things between us and Hashem, that there's interpersonal relationships and there's personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we think of them as different parts of our lives, different actions that we perform, different parts of the Torah. But it's obviously not true. And this is what the Rav Hirsch proves it from, our beginning Rashi, the chamber of the highest court of justice, the Beis Din, was located right next to the altar. Why did we put the Beis Din next to the Mizbeach? Why were they next to each other? Because the principle cultivated by the altar is the same principle actualized by the Sanhedrin. It's the same Torah. It's the same mitzvos. It's the same halachos. It's the same Ribono Shalom who's mitzaveh on all of those mitzvos. That's why we put the Sanhedrin next to the Mizbeach, because we're showing that the same way that the Mizbeach, we think of it as Bin Adon Lakom, so too all of Bin Adon Lachaveru. It's the same plane. It's the same scripture. It's the same everything. It's the same Torah, the same principles which dictate our living, Jewish daily living, whether it's Chosh and Mishpat or whether it's Bin Adam L'Makom. And that's part of the message and why the Mizbeach and the Sanhedrin are right next to each other. If you look in Beis, we won't spend time on it, but we could. The Ramban writes in Parshas Shoftim, my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita is fond of quoting this. The Ramban writes in Parshas Shoftim, and just it's just like a quick line, you would miss it if you weren't paying attention, on the mitzvah of Lo Sasser, he writes that the reason, it's an important mitzvah to have Lo Sasser, again, we don't have time to really get into it, but in that context, he says, "Shenishma lebeisin agadol ha'omeid lefnei Hashem b'makom asher yivchar." So he's clearly referencing our din, right? That the Beis Din sits in the Lishkas HaGazos, which is in the Mikdash, right near the Mizbeach, HaMakom Asher Yivchar, in the chosen place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Beis HaMikdash. B'chol Masha Yom Rulan B'Feirush HaTorah, we need to listen to them on everything they say, as they're the ones sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. What does sitting in the Beis HaMikdash have to do with the fact that we should listen to them? Bein Shekiblu Perushu Ad MP8, etc. Ki Al Das Shalahemu Nosein Lahem, or Lanu HaTorah, Afilu Yibenech Gemach Levinu Masol, even if it seems to you like they're doing it the wrong way, the Torah was given to us through them. Listen to the bold and underline. Ki Ruach Hashem Al Misharsin Mikdasho, V'lo Yazov Es Chasidav, Lo'olam Nishmur Min HaTaos Min HaMichshol. Unbelievable. The Ramban says that because our Chachmei Hador, our Chachmei HaMasora, the Dayanim throughout the generations, have a special Siat Tishmaya. They have a Ruach of Hashem that's hovering over them, that sticks with them, that protects them, and that disallows them from ever making a mistake. It protects them. There's a Siat Tishmaya, there's a divine assistance that the Beis Din and Rabbanim and the Gedolei HaMasora throughout the generations won't make a mistake when they answer Shilas, won't make a mistake when they're talking about Torah. Where does such a thing come from? So the Ramban seems to be connecting that to the fact that the Beis Din sits where? In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGazos. Because apparently the smichas, the juxtaposition of the Beis Din to the Mizbeach allows for a special Siat Tishmaya. They're in a place of concentrated Hashras HaShchina. They're in a place where they're more intimately interacting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and benefiting from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Siat Tishmaya has a stronger impact on them, and therefore they could paskin correctly in all cases. So again, the Mizbeach and the Sanhedrin are connected also in this sense, that Talmud Torah and the Psak Halacha of Torah comes from a divine assistance, from a Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from a Siat Tishmaya, which protects from mistakes. The Beis Din is uniquely gifted with that because they're situated within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. They sit near the Mizbeach. Lastly, if you look in Source Gimel, and this is the Gur Ari, the Maharal, and our Parsha, on the Rashi, so he asked the question that we mentioned before, and he says, you know, it's not really a question at all, because the truth is Mizbeach, Sanhedrin, what's the difference anyways? They're all the same thing. What are you talking about? They're all the same thing. Mizbeach, he says, Ve'in Zekasha, Deim Shavin Lagamre, they're all the same. Mizbeach and Sanhedrin are the same thing. What are you talking about? They're the same thing. So he explains like this. HaMizbeach hu meisim shalom bein Yisrael le'avim shebashamayim ki alav makrivin karbanos. Karbanos comes from the word karov, correct? That a carbon brings us close, karov, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a Mizbeach, the goal of the Mizbeach, the tachlis, the whole idea of the Mizbeach, is to offer us an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the karbanos that are offered upon it. So it brings shalom, it brings peace, and brings a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dinim, cheshen mishpat, dayanim, what do? They bring peace amongst the people. Now it's true, one person might leave a court case bitter. But shalom means that things are the way they're supposed to be. Shalom means that ideally there would be peace because now we know the right answer. Now we know how we're supposed to interact, who's supposed to pay whom. We understand how this interaction is supposed to go. So really, on an ideal plane, on an ideal level, a din Torah brings shalom between people. So the same way that the Mizbeach brings shalom, so too the Dayanim brings shalom between people. And in fact, those two shaloms are connected. Nimtza in the underline, Ki HaMizbeach VaAdinim Miskashrim VaOsim Shalom BaOlam. They both make peace in the world. The Mizbeach between us and Hashem, the Dayanim between us and our fellow man. Ki Tzarech Shalom Bein Yisrael LaAvim ShebaShemayim, VaAcha Kach Tzarech Shalom Bein HaIsh LaChavero, Nimtza HaKol Mekusher. Because you need both of those things. And here the Maharal implies, although in other places it's different, the Rav Hartman has a footnote where he's mitzayin a few other places, that he says the opposite order. But here the Maharal says that the order is in this specific order, that first there needs to be shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch, and only then could there be shalom among people. Now there are different reasons the Maharal might be intimating here, but one of them has to do with mimicking the Aseret HaDibros, first the Bein Adam Lakom, then the Bein Adam LaChavero on the two sides of the Luchos. But the other idea is obviously as follows, which is that we can't make shalom with each other over false or wrong values. The only way that we can come to terms with each other, the only way we could agree with each other and be at peace with each other, is we're allowed to disagree, but we have to have some set of values, some set of agreed upon ideas and principles that are true, that are moral, that are correct. And unless we first unite around the Kadosh Baruch Hu, connect ourselves to His Torah, we don't have a common language to talk. But if we first commit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and we see a shalom beinenu levein avinu shebashamayim, we see a shalom, a peace, and a comfort between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah and His Ratzon, then we could start to have a conversation about shalom beinenu. Then we could have Dayanim telling us what the right thing is, what the right answer is. Only if we agree that the Ratzon Hashem is what should dictate our lives, will we come to a shalom between each other when we live our lives together, cooperatively, based on those dinim of the Torah. So we should take the message of the Mizbeach and the Sanhedrin being connected in all three ways. First of all, we should understand the unique place of din, of mishpat, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values are true with Bein Adam Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaver, it's all equal. The Mizbeach and the Sanhedrin are next to each other. We should realize the Siyat Tishmaya, the Ruach Hashem that's necessary for Psak Halacha. If we feel we lack that, so we have to know to defer. If we know someone who has that, then we have to understand that we should trust him, because there's a Siyat Tishmaya in his Psak Halacha. And lastly, the Gurari that we mentioned a second ago, that the same way the Mizbeach brings shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too Dinim should bring shalom between all of us, and we should focus on the fact that it's also only true in that direction, that if we first agree upon the values and the shalom between us and our Maker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then can we really create true shalom between us when we agree on those values and then decide on how to interact through those values of the Torah. I wish everyone a wonderful Chodesh and a wonderful Shabbos.